Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter. And the worship program for this Mass is available for download online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. As we begin this Mass, we invite you to join in singing our processional hymn number 475 in the blue St. Michael hymnal found in the pews. Number 475, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Welcome. Welcome to Mass at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, this second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday. We have St. Faustina and St. John Paul II to thank for this magnificent feast of Divine Mercy. Jesus, I trust in thee. That's why we're grateful that Bishop Vitold is with us, the auxiliary in the Diocese of Brooklyn, and Consul General Kubecki, and so many of our Polish community here. How welcome you are. Thanks for the gift of Divine Mercy Sunday. That we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily, we call to mind our sins and we ask for divine mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of this Paschal feast kindle the faith of the people you've made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Oh, I like that. That's nice, isn't it? Oh, boy, those poor people just got to stand there.
A reading from the Acts of Apostles.
There they are.
The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sales, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is everlasting.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is everlasting. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house
Reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through blood, to water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies. And the Spirit is true. The word of the Lord.
Because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are they who have not seen me, but still believe.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, I trust in thee. Those five simple words are all that I ask you to remember from my sermon this second Sunday of Easter. Jesus, I trust in thee. Got it? I propose that splendid, simple five-word prayer for two reasons. One, it's Divine Mercy Sunday. And number two, it sums up the lesson in this morning's famous Gospel of the Doubting Thomas. I trust you would know about the message of Divine Mercy. Seems as if a very humble, simple, yet fervent, consecrated woman religious, Sister Faustina, sensed Jesus in her prayers. This was at the beginning of last century. Sensed Jesus in her prayers, constantly remind her of his mercy, his passionate, tender love and forgiveness that flowed from his broken heart on the cross. That's the image of Divine Mercy there. You can see what St. Faustina sensed. To those revelations, see, Sister Faustina from her convent in Krakow in Poland could only respond, "Jesus, I trust in thee." The devotion to Divine Mercy exploded, especially in the years of Nazi and communist oppression in Poland, especially in the region around Krakow. And this message and this devotion happened to captivate a very intelligent, brave, faithful young man by the name of Karol Wojtyła. The devotion grew, And when Karol Wojtyła would be elected successor of St. Peter in 1978, he introduced the rest of the world to this powerful devotion. And it was Pope St. John Paul II who would canonize Sister Faustina and declare this Sunday after Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday, last Tuesday, by the way, April 2nd, the church recalled the 19th anniversary of the death of Pope St. John Paul II. That's why I'm so happy that we have members of the Polish community here, led by the Consul General, Adrian Kubicki, and also the Ambassador to the United Nations of Poland, Ambassador Krzysztof Czajerski. That prayer, Jesus, I trust in thee, is the kind of prayer Jesus tells us he likes. It's short, it's direct, it's heartfelt, it's simple, it is sincere. It professes to our Lord what he most longs from us, namely trust. Trust. Remember, he said, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. Remember? Trust. Boy, that's what doubting Thomas needed, as we just heard in our gospel. Jesus is alive. Jesus is risen. Jesus is with us, exclaims his brother apostles to Thomas, who had been absent for the visit of Jesus that first Easter evening. Boy, oh boy, would that Thomas would have trusted those reports. He'd be known as trusting Thomas rather than doubting Thomas. No, he doubted. Until the next Sunday, today, the risen Lord appears again. And to Thomas he beckons and he says, come here. And the doubter's protests melt and bring about an act of faith, my Lord and my God. Thomas finally got some trust. Trust. Teachers can but trust that their instruction is sinking in. Doctors and patients can but trust that the chemo is working. We can only trust that the car is coming the other way will stop at a red light. A young wife with two little children told me that her love for her husband was strongest when he was away, assigned overseas as a soldier, because then he and she were bound not by physical presence, but by trust. Trust. When we pray, we trust. Jesus hears and will respond. When we tell him we're sorry, we trust. He'll forgive us. When we receive Holy Communion, we whisper, amen. I believe. An act of trust in a mystery not scientifically verifiable. When a couple vows, I do, they trust. When Jesus rose from the dead, telling us that sin and darkness and evil and hate and death will not prevail, he will, we can only reply, Jesus, I trust in thee. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ. May we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O pokój między narodami oraz o wszystkich cierpiących na skutek wojny, w szczególności na Ukrainie i na Ziemi Świętej. Ciebie prosimy.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Przez wstawiennictwo świętego Jana Pawła II, błagajmy, Boże miłosierdzie, za zbolałą ludzkość świata. Ciebie prosimy.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the life and teachings of Pope St. John Paul II may inspire fidelity to the gospel of Jesus Christ among the faithful in Poland and throughout the world, and be a source of encouragement for all persons of goodwill. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We call upon the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, under her title Our Lady of Częstochowa, the Queen of Poland, the intercession of St. Thomas, the Apostle, the Doubting Thomas, the intercession of St. Faustina, and St. John Paul II, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the oblations of your people, that renewed by confession of your holy name and by the sacrament of baptism, they may attain unending happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with Easter joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, St. Patrick, St. Faustina, St. John Paul, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere. Pray from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. Expectantes beatem spem et adventum salvatoris nostri Jesu Christi. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Oh,
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that our reception of this Paschal sacrament may have a continuing effect in our minds and hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen. Consul General Adrian, we're sure glad you're here, and Ambassador Christoph, and thank you, Bishop Witold. Thank God you're here too in the Polish community. Did you want to say a little word of greeting, Consul General, please?
Thank you, Your Eminence Cardinal Dolan, for this opportunity, for being such a great friend of Poland. Thank you, Excellency Bishop Mroziewski, all the clergies, for this wonderful Mass and this wonderful celebration we had today. I would like to especially welcome our ambassador, Polish ambassador to the United Nations, Mr. Krzysztof Szczerski, all the members of the Polish community and so many organizations gathered here today. Particular thank you to our Highlanders. You know that our Pope John Paul II loved you so much. They chartered the entire bus and came all the way from New Jersey, 50 people or so. Thank you so much for being here with us as well. We all came, in fact, to commemorate our great saint and our compatriot John Paul II. We remember his contribution to our faith and our religion, but also we remember him as a man who loved freedom and democracy. He loved it through so many of his actions, but also through his personal friendship with the great US President Ronald Reagan, with other leaders of the free world. When John Paul II came to communist Poland in 1979, shortly after he became a pope, he celebrated Mass and he spoke to thousands of Polish people who at that time struggled under the communist regime. At the end of his homily, he prayed, "Let your spirit descend. Let your spirit descend and renew the face of the earth. Renew the face of this land." These words came as an unbelievable inspiration to Polish people, inspired, in fact, solidarity movement. And eventually made freedom prevail. After 10 years, only after 10 years, communism in Poland and an entire Europe had come to an end. Let me ask you a question. Don't these captivating words resonate today? While we remember John Paul II, who was one of the greatest advocates for the dialogue between nations, peace in the world, dialogue between people of different faith, shouldn't we pray along? Let your spirit descend and renew the face of the earth. Wherever John Paul II traveled, people cheered him, chanted, "John Paul II, we love you." So, standing here in front of you, I would like to thank you all for your continued love to our great Polish Pope, John Paul II. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Consul General. Thank you, Ambassador. Thank you, Polish community. The Lord be with you. Bishop Witold, would you join me in this blessing? Through the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Poland, Our Lady of Częstochowa, through the intercession of St. Faustina and St. John Paul II, the intercession of St. Patrick and the Doubting Thomas, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go forth, the Mass is ended. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Regina Celi, letare, alleluia, qui ad venerum isti porta.
Please join in singing the recessional hymn found in the online program, O Day of Peace That Dimly Shines.